Blog Talk Radio.
First Lady of Grand Hustle, Solo, featuring Young LA. This joint is called Every Day.
MySpace.com/Bowlers Music Page.
Lushy Lush live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. Today is Friday, Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday, and it's going down tonight. We're going to have your man, Kingpin Productions, man. He's one of the number one promoters in the street. He's rocking with core DJs, PJs, DJs, and men all over the world. This is crazy. He's going to tell you about what real promotion is tonight. Also, we're going to have your man, Max Steele from the Philly area, man. You already know where it is, the home of the cheesesteaks, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he's going to be live in the building. Along with that, you know, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have new music Friday, playing new music for independent artists and major artists tonight. And you're going to decide if you should make it or break it. So make sure you call me at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? And you already know what it is. And also, we're going to thank all our sponsors today, which is Strictly Built Women of the House Room Live. It was brought to my attention yesterday about a young 16-year-old child that got murdered.
Chicago area. You know what I'm saying? Very much. I was on the street. Gang members. Gang members in a research having an argument. And then, you know, this young child got struck. And, you know, it's like, you know, basically, I found a problem with it.
You know what I'm saying? They could have gotten a situation like that. And the fact that, you know, America just was sending it around like, it was like freaking like something just saying, well, this is a child's life, you know? But, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to be getting it cracking. You already know what it is. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial and we'll be back. You already know what it is.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. So you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We always giving you nothing but that crack all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling kind of all right today. I'm feeling kind of lovely today. I'm feeling like, you know, I want to run this town tonight. Pimpin'?
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the fear.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Stop.
Run this town tonight.
Stop.
Run
all black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with they cylinders. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. Just a slap a million, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to the tape. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave the other grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,6,0, shot zero, kick up. Back to running surface round, niggas, now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a damn. Only thing that's on my mind is who won.
Turn up the guard, peace guard. Ain't nobody fresher, I'm in Mason. Martin Margiela on the table screaming, fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spinning no cake, they should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Yeah.
My whole team got dough, so my banquet is looking like millionaires, bro.
Yeah.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break through.
Go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escort, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come if it's good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two V-sting. And I'm V-sting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancetour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest moving signs for the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, riders from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what it is. It's Friday. I know that got paid. You know what I'm saying? You know that Bone Thugs and Harmony song? You know what I'm saying? It's close to the first of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Cats, check, check, get up. You already know what it is, man. Cats getting that money. They got paid. You know what I'm saying? So they paying them bills. You know, half of them going to spend their money on the club or having them going to be broke paying some bills. You already know what it is. We live in the building, your girl, Lushy Lush. And I already told you we was going to have on the show today. This is Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. Who you follow on Twitter? And along with the promoter of the world, your man, Kingpin, you know what I'm saying, Productions. You know what I'm saying? Your man is rocking with Core DJs, T-Day DJs. Your man got nominated for Crazy Awards, Crazy Street Team. We're talking about this, the man you need to holler at. You already know what it is. When they talk about guerrilla marketing, this your man right here. He about to tell you that one-on-one on being a promoter. And we got your man from Philly, you know, the home of the cheesesteaks, your man Max Steele, live in the building. And we're going to be getting it in on Lush Radio Online. Let's go to the phone lines, pimping. You know what I'm saying? Peace King, what's cracking up with your man?
Hey, yo, what up, what up?
What up, what up, what up? How you doing, Max? That's you? What's up, man? What's cracking?
Yeah, I'm at work. You don't even want to know.
You at work sneaking on the phone, son?
You know it.
You at work sneaking on the set? That's what's up, man. And Kingpin, you on the line with us, homie? Kingpin, you there?
Yo.
What up?
I hear
what
my
up?
Hand.
What up,
King?
What's up, man? I got 200 guests on. Yeah, I can hear both of y'all on here, man. I got two honored guests on the line. I want to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give you a Lush Radio welcome. You know what I mean?
You.
What up? I feel special now.
I'm so excited right now. I'm so excited right now. You know what I'm saying? We got the man right here, the home of the Philly cheesesteaks, where I love the best, and has definitely some hot artists that's coming from Philly. Your man Max still live in the building, and we got Kingpin. I mean, this man is the number one man that they call up when you need a street team, when you need some heavy promotions, when you need to push records. This is your man right here. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. I don't know if he got bounced off or what's up, but, Max, what's up? What's cracking, man? What's the deal with you? How's the weather over there in Philly, homie?
I mean, the weather is good. It could be better, but, you know, I mean, ain't nothing to complain about. I'm still here to see it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
You celebrated your birthday yesterday.
It was your birthday yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, man, happy birthday, man. You know, happy
thank
belated
you.
Birthday, my dude.
Thank you much. Thank you much.
That's what's up,
more
man. I'm a, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get in a quick second, man. But Kingpin, man, I mean, you the number one dude that they call on, you know what I'm saying, in regards to this promotion. This segment right here real quick is called, you know, the promoters. You know what I'm saying, corner where we get heavy-duty promoters. And these are the people that, you know, without every artist, you know, you need your promoter. The best people that you really need to have by your side is your PR person and your promoter, man, for real. Because them the cats is going, they're going to push your stuff for you, man. Can't forget the promoter. So Kingpin, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, how you got into the industry and all that jazz, you know what I'm saying, and what made you be who you are today, man. Hey, Kingpin, you hear me? Do you hear what I said? Kingpin. Kingpin, you there?
Yo.
You heard what I said, homie? Hey, Kingpin, you hear me?
The bus is popping.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, that basically you're the number one dude that they need to come to, you know, in regards to, like, that promotion, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You have you in the streets, you got nominated for Crazy Awards, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like basically this is the segment called the, you know, Promoter's Corner, where you give us some real insight, like what does it mean to be a promoter, my dude? Hey, Kingpin, you there, man? Or are you breaking up? Hello?
Yo, this is El Nice right here.
Hello?
Yo, this is El Nice right here.
He must be in the studio or something right now. You must be in the studio right now, huh, Kingpin? I guess Kingpin in the studio right now. We're going to give him a couple of seconds and stuff and everything. But Max, man, you know what I'm saying? I met Max, you know what I'm saying, on indiehiphop.net, you know what I'm saying, with my man Funkworm and everything, man. And he definitely, you know what I'm saying, was doing some hot things over there. And I checked it out. I said, you know, it's been a minute. We've been fighting back and forth trying to get this cat on the show, you know what I'm saying, to get him to do his 1-2, man. So, I mean, Max, man, is it hard breaking outside of your state in Philly? You feel like there's a lot of competition?
I feel like it's harder in Philly than out of the state. I mean, I can't speak for anybody coming from outside, but from the inside looking out, it's harder for Philly artists to get love in Philly.
Wow. I think majority like artists feel the same when they stepping out, in every different state they feel like it's harder breaking from their state because, you know, I don't feel like the East Coast has as much love as the South does, man. Like the South come together and
it really don't. Like when I did the show out there at 597 out in Jersey, it's like they show love, but if I do something in Philly, it's like it's grinding your teeth. It's like people don't want to clap. They want to see you bomb. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff right there, man. Hey, Kingpin, you there now, man? I'm trying to give you a couple minutes.
This El Nice right here.
Oh, it's El Nice?
Yeah, what's poppin'?
Man, it seemed like y'all was calling. Y'all both got like the same number, man.
Yeah, we in the same city.
Y'all in the same city?
Yeah, Kingpin, that's my homie.
Oh, I didn't even know that, man. Ain't that funny?
Yeah, nah. Small world, baby. Yeah, we get to that.
Yeah, we got my boy right here, you know what I'm saying, the world famous, you know what I'm saying, El Nice, man. If people don't know, man, El Nice, tell the people, you know what I'm saying, where you repping and how you get down, homie.
I'm repping worldwide. Right now I'm in Tampa, Florida right now. Pretty much I'm the president of the Future Star DJs, and all we do is get it in state to state, worldwide, international, and we here on the radio show to show love. Boom, bottom line.
Told you.
That's what it is, though.
What's up, family?
What's up? How you, fam?
I'm good, man. How the world out there in Florida?
It's lovely, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain. It's lovely out here.
Yo, King, you know, all that time I'm sitting there, I'm thinking you was Kingpin and it was El Nice.
Nah, it's all good. That's my homie. Kingpin gets it in, though, bro. He's everywhere.
Dude's definitely a grinder, and I definitely, that's my dude right there, man. I definitely, you know, love grind, man.
I salute that, you know what I'm saying?
And we got your man from Philly over here, Max Dill in the building, man. El Nice is one of the hottest DJs worldwide doing this thing, and we're gonna have him as a judge for this breaking this new music on Make It or Break It. You know what I'm saying? Cause he got a great ear for music out here, man, for real.
Shout out to Philly and all that. I salute them out there. They got a lot of artists out there in Philly.
Definitely.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to what you were saying about some other people I know from Philly said the same thing, but I be thinking like Philly got their own style and they be doing that thing. They got a lot of artists out there.
We do our thing outside, but just like trying to grind inside of Philly, it's
impossible. Not to collaborate on that, pretty much. When I look at people I think like you know, it's always good to have relationships with everybody in every state because, you know what I'm saying, that's why, like, when you were mentioned before about the South, everybody in the South, they have relationships with people. So, you know what I'm saying, Bum B can do a track with Rick Ross because they have those relationships. That's not up North, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a lost art, you know what I'm saying? People know each other, but, you know, they won't do songs together, they won't break bread together. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money in this business.
And that's real talk right there. There ain't no game, man. You know, hey, you know what? Hey, yo, L, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me try to. You got King's number, right? You got King's
number? Not in this phone. My other phone. I don't got that phone on me. My iPhone. I don't got the iPhone with me.
I'm trying to call him right now. And stuff, and get him on his joint real quick. But like I said, man, he gonna be, you know, L Nice is about to be, you know, our guest host on his joint, and we got your man live in the building from Philly representing, and we gonna have Kingpin on a second, on a quick second. We got another caller from the 347-420. You're live in the building on Lux Radio Online with L Nice. You know what I'm saying? And we got your man, X
Steel
from Philly. What's cracking?
Yo, what's going on? It's TDI, man, calling out the BX at NYC.
That's what it is, BX is building.
Yes, sir, man. I was feeling what you were saying about the whole people not doing tracks with each other, you know, in the same town and all that, man. It's kind of the same way in the Bronx, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
New York is full of that.
Nah, and I keep it real with you. Like, I'm from New York, so I know at the end of the day there's a lot of talent out there. If people, you know, somebody from Brooklyn did a track with somebody from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? You break bread in both boroughs, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's there, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, how the labels look at it, they look for artists, but they don't.
If you look back in 98, that was a good era of hip-hop, because everybody was doing songs with each other. Nori, Pun, Cannabis, you know what I'm saying, Cam.
Yeah.
Everybody was collaborating. That was a hard
era
of hip-hop, man, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Then what happened, you know, everybody started beefing and issues and all that, and then, you know what I'm saying? So be
at the end of the day, you ask yourself, over what? Beefing over what, man?
That beef shit is corny.
Corny, B. It don't get you nowhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad, man. I do music myself. Like, I rap and all that. I done did the Fight Club thing, and I'm happy that I could walk through the streets, still see the same niggas that battle, and say what up, you know what I mean?
Exactly, you know. You know, I just say it's a lost art. You know, you can't tell me, like up north, they ain't got, like, hits, like, their next hit wonder, you know what I'm saying, that next star, you know what I'm saying, like, it started in BX, so at the end of the day, you know, you got to pay homage to New York, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, like, my man was speaking from Philly, you got two dudes on the phone right now, you guys did a collab, we get it popping, you got fans, he got fans, that's how that all works out. Because at the end of the day, all the bigger artists move out of town anyway and go to different markets and stuff anyway.
I was vibing. I had a man, my man Lotto. I don't know if you know Lotto from Philly,
yeah.
North
yeah.
Philly and shit. That's my boy right there. Me and him was rocking out like an O2, working crazy, my nigga. Everybody was like feeling us crazy, like, you know what I mean? And they were feeling the whole vibe from the BX to the Philly thing. And that's when it was new. Philly was like, you know what I mean? Like some new thing out.
Yeah.
Cassidy was just popping and all that, you know what I mean?
And that's real talk. I don't think it's that much love in the game like it used to. No camaraderie, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this game. The game is just straight grimy. But King should be calling a quick second. But I'm going to give y'all a quick joint from your man, you know what I'm saying, Max Steel, you know what I'm saying, my homie from Philly. This joint right here is called Groove, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I'm going to give y'all that joint in a quick second. But I'm going to bring my man King in the building. What's up, King? You there?
What's happening? What's the little green? Yeah, I'm here.
What up, man? You know your boy is on here. L Nice is on here too.
L Nice, what's the little green, brother?
What up? The hardest record promoter in the building. What's good with you, King?
I love a co-sign from L Nice, man. That's a blessing right there, man. In Chicago, we in the Windy City up here, Waukegan, fixing to tear it down. Just tore them all down. We up here in the venue doing sound check. I'm a big co.
That's what it is, big homie. I got some work. I'm trying to plan a show when you get back in town, so holler at me.
Oh, I got some
for real
stuff down.
Definitely.
That's real talk.
What's going on, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, all this time I'm sitting here screaming your name, and it was L on the phone.
You know what? I'm going to say one thing. Me and my man L, we run in the same circle, so Whenever you see me, you see L Nice, and whenever you see L Nice, you see Kingpin. So that is not a disrespect or anything. That's a compliment. I appreciate that. I'm sure you do as well.
I salute you, sir.
I mean, it's, you know, I love both of y'all. Y'all grinds are crazy out here, man, and it's serious. And I'm gonna play this joint real quick from your man Max Steel. And when we come back, we gonna get in the producer's corner, and we gonna talk about this promotion because your man is crazy right now, Kingpin. He's sick in the game. So if you don't know, you about to know today, man. You better get your game together for real. But this joint right here is called Groove by Max Steel. And we're going to be back in a quick second, and we're going to be talking with Kingpin, and we're going to have all these wonderful men on here talking about some real music.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. I don't mean no harm, no disrespect intended at all.
Let's take it, though.
You can't bump that over here. This is a hater-free zone. You see the south side, bitch? Hey, yo. Let me do what I do, man. Listen. Yeah, my situation is sticky like a pouch on a kangaroo. Put your toy away, I ain't coming here to play with you. Real talk, fairness, I was born with a steel heart. When I put the staff in it, wore the real part. Triple black, never shook in the dark. My first radio was keeping neighbors up till I took it apart. Married components to veins, hot wire my brain. Never short circuit the crash, I get it in the rain. The storm is brewing, Armageddon ready for queuing. Stop side seat driving, let me do what I'm doing. Ain't nothing out on the corners, the depth you pursuing. Take a deep breath, pardon while a silver back beat your chest. Need the love, east or west. Take away your man, where you're thinking in the freedom. And you wonder why the beast left. This ain't even part of the show, just a speaker test. See me when they open the door, follow a leader step.
You got the groove, yeah. I got it. Listen, yes I do. Till I'm in the drop, what? Clean, mean, dream, Celine, my bitch topless. Yeah, she got a ditty style, and I'm blowing sticky out. The pedal hit the floor, and you roar like Diddy's mouth. Y'all know shit about Shaggy, getting clout. I'm trying to see more green than in between the bitches crouch. While you sit around, slacking, napping up in the house. See, trapping like getting mouth. And the rap that I'm catching is badder than Minnie Mouse. I treat whores like lords, I be in and out. Matter of fact, I probably hit your spot. Once you knocked up, then adopted, you been your power. Back and forth, game plan like different styles. As long as I'm making profit, I can't, bitch, I smile. Yeah, this is how I get it down. Because kids look out the groove like I was cool with Brown.
I got it. I know y'all ain't think I was finished. You should know me better than that. Cause you're done, cat. I said go stand in the corner till I'm finished, man. Hey, warn you. Hey, yo. I'ma do what I got a hotter pot of lava than the cab driver. First cup of Java in the morning, don't even bother to holler. So you read up on the saga, who your father kill the drama. I'ma take it there, word to my mama. After Shahada still blowing the shama. About peace, but a nigga still holding wife, he need that Prada. Unless you talking about a dollar, all I hear is yada yada. Respect me, I could've been your father. Break them off something proper, celebrating with a vodka. Or they hating, get the chopper. They're out of the flick cropper, a terminal sick doctor. I'm running the swift gotcha, returning the swift robber. Acknowledge the hip partner. All I need is the truth, watch me glisten. Broke, but I'm thankful I got a pot to piston. In the window to throw it, never think it, I know it. C4, lace from the door, watch me blow it.
Lush Radio Online.
And you know this, man. It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. That one was called Groove by your man, the one and only Max Steel, representing Philly, the home of the cheesesteaks, baby. I need one right now. And you know what I'm saying? We got the one, the only Kingpin, live in the building, the number one grind, the number one promoter. I'm talking about this dude is all over the place, man. And we got your man, L. Nice, man. Oh, my God. I mean, one of the hottest DJs in the game, man. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? What's cracking, my people?
Promotions, promotions, love. That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, since
y'all.
Just
DJs. Yeah, y'all nice over there, Tampa representatives.
All day, core DJs. I salute them, too. They got the cool running DJs. They got the, what's the BET Awards coming up soon.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
Tony Neal nominated for one of those up there, so we got a core member nominated for one of them BET Awards. And that's not to jump subjects or anything, but that's one of the blessings, you know what I'm saying, that I've been given in this game. You know, I'm not a DJ, you know what I'm saying, by any stretch of the imagination. I salute and I support the DJ. I'm a DJ advocate. But at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding, you know what I'm saying? I am a core DJ, a hitman DJ, I'm a definition DJ, you know what I'm saying? Team bigger ranking, cool running DJs, DJs, all that and then some. So I give a blessing to all the DJs, because without them, there is no hip-hop.
And that's real talk right there. That's real talk right there, man. You know, this segment, you know, since I was saying it earlier, but, you know, I got confused because both of them got the same area code.
No.
But you know, this is called the Promoter's Corner right here. And this is basically, you know, he giving us the 101 on what it means to be a promoter. Like, I mean, you know, Kingpin, I mean, you are a grinder. I mean, your work speaks for itself. I mean, you know, you've definitely been blessed in this game, man. Like, what does it mean to be a promoter? And what is, you know, for the people that don't know, what is the purpose of the promoter? You know what I'm saying? Let the people know.
In my opinion, a promoter is somebody that's going to take that artist, that's going to take them to the people and introduce them via, you know, DJ service, you know, hand-to-hand distribution, poster placement, you know, different marketing schemes and ideas. The promoter is much more than just the person who walks around and passes out flyers or who passes out. See, anybody can pass out flyers. Anybody can pass out a CD. He is giving somebody a CD and actually getting them to listen to it or getting them to, you know, to actually buy into what it is you're selling. And, I mean, in my opinion, what I do that separates me from anybody, and I say this not to my own horn, but beats, because I be in every city, you know what I'm saying? And I be at every major event, and I got YouTube footage of everything. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm the only one in them cities. You know what I'm saying? And to me, to be a promoter, you have to be on the scene. You have to know what's popping. You have to know what'll work. If a client walks up to you and says, I want you to push this record, you know, are you going to take that client's money knowing damn well that that record isn't going to pop in your area? Or are you going to tell him, well, you know, these are some of the things that I think you should do with this record? In order to be an effective promoter, you have to know the market and you have to know the consumer. And that's one of the things that a lot of people fail to realize. See, with the floodgates being open and everybody and their mama wanting to be a rapper, because check the numbers on MySpace, it's like 1.2 million registered rappers. That's like 10 times country. You know what I'm saying? So now that everybody wants to be a rapper, everybody wants to be a producer, everybody wants to be a promoter, everybody wants to be a publicist, because in some way they want that spotlight, they want that limelight. And at the end of the day, I don't want none of that. I remain humble. When you call me for this interview, I'm still humble to the core, because it's not about me. It's about the core DJs. It's about artists like the Heavy Grinders. It's about Chill, Free Chill, Million Dollar Man. It's about artists like Big Cole. It's about cats like L. Nice that's in the cities, that's in the streets, that's breaking these records for these independent artists for them to be able to chase their dream. Like, real talk, I wake up every day and I help somebody chase their dream. I am blessed beyond all words.
Wow. And I definitely respect your grind, my dude. I mean, I seen this dude online. I was like, you know, what's the deal with this cat? What's the deal with this cat? I checked all his stuff. I said, okay, all right. Your man is grinding hard body.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I've been blessed with, you know, meeting people like Chill, Million Dollar Man, who put a lot of faith in me, you know what I'm saying? He gave me an outrageous travel budget and was like, you know, just get the job done. And I've always been one, and L. Nice could testify to this. If I'm going to a city and you don't mind working, I got a room in a van for you. I'm going to have a bed for you to lay your head in. I'm going to feed you, and we're going to get out there and grind. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't put artists in places where they would never be without spending $4,000 and $5,000. I've had guys locked in the car with Tony Neal for 3 hours driving down the road like, yo, this is, you know, he's in charge of music. Make sure that you build a relationship with him. Because a lot of artists and a lot of labels and people, they tend to overlook that the relationship will get you farther than a dollar ever will. You know, I'm a Florida boy. I ain't got no business being in Chicago, running in 4 or 5 different clubs and shutting down malls and running around here, running. But I do that because people like Big V put me in touch with cats like DJ Predator, DJ Malik Shabazz, like Jamie, like the Big DM, Tony Neal, who's only like 30 minutes away from me. You know what I'm saying? These guys, they give me the keys to the city in any city that I go to be able to go in there and do what I do. Bigger Rankin, Casper, Greg Streets, all them boys. Whenever I go into a city, I touch base with them. They put me in tune with their people because they know I'm going to work. I'm going to pass out anybody's CD, whether they pay me for it or not. It's a lot of artists that I support that don't even know I'm on their roster. And I do it because I love hip-hop. I love music. This is what I am, and I want cats to be successful.
And that's real talk, and that's what we really need back in the game, man, is that love for that music. What was that first push for you, Kingpin, that basically said, you know, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and there was a door open for you?
I mean, I've always loved music. I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And I can't rap, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big sexy dude, so I'm really not marketable. You understand what I'm saying to you? I can't break dance. I can't tap dance. My gift is the gift of gab. And mm-hmm. I understand that I can sell ice to an Eskimo. You know, and with my ability to speak, I'm able to get myself in situations and in places where the average person wouldn't. So I just applied that to, you know, to the marketing aspect of this business, to where the artist has to be able to focus on making crack music. The management has to worry about managing the situation. The booking agent worries about making sure that artist has different venues to perform at. The publicist makes sure that this artist is in the media's eye. And the promoter makes sure that all of those things are out for everyone in the world to see. And that's what I try to do. And with my mouth, trust me, I spit more game than a mouthful of poker chips. Shout out to A-Ball and MJG. But when I tell you
man,
that I'm quick on my toes, I'm quick on them.
I love King, man. King, man, if people want to get, if independent artists or artists just want to get in contact with you, you know, because of the grind and everything, how do they get in contact with you, you know what I'm saying, in regards to Twitter, MySpace, websites, you know, or should we just...
Right, well, if they want to get at me on Twitter, it's at Street Kingpin, Street Kingpin. If they want to get me on the hip, it's 813-310-0059, 813-310-0059. If y'all want to see how your boy get down, go to Google, type in Kingpin TV. You're going to see we be everywhere. Shout out to Rick Ross and the boys, deepintherap.com. We the featured video on their website. And if they want to hit the MySpace up, just remember Chico Gets, myspace.com/Chico Gets. Because anything you need to get done, believe Chico Gets.
That's some real shit, real stuff right there. What is your number one pet peeve? Man, when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, like, you know, artists approaching
laziness.
Laziness.
I done had cats walk up to me and think that because they throw me a couple dollars and a couple CDs that they're going to be able to sit their ass on the couch. You can't blow from the couch. If I'm out here grinding these CDs, I'm out here getting a song played. At the beginning, the artist needs to be accessible. There's no such thing as oversaturation for an independent artist that is trying to break through. If you're not everywhere, then you are nothing. In this game, it's very simple. Out of sight, out of mind. It's just like high school. All you got to do is show up. As long as you show up, you're going to at least pass. Now, if you show up and you put a good forth, a good effort, you may get you a C or B average. But if you're an exceptional student, then you're going to excel. It's the same thing. Rap music is nothing but high school all over again. It's a popularity contest. It's not about who can rap anymore. It's not about who can perform as an artist. It's about who's got the next gimmick. And at the end of the day, being on the business side of it, I'm worried about making good money with good music. That's why a lot of times, a lot of people may overlook as promoters what people like Mercedes in Orlando does, because she's heavy in the independent game. What people like the Schoolboys up in Tallahassee do, because they're heavy on the independent game. A lot of the consumers tend to think that because you're not affiliated with the majors, that you're really not making noise. But at the end of the day, if it weren't for people like the Schoolboys, like Mercedes, like Lil Rudy up in Jacksonville, like Lucky with Tally Parties Reloaded, H down in Tampa, the Heavy Grinders, Pure Fire, Big Dog, Lex. I can go on for days. If it weren't for cats like that, hip-hop really wouldn't move. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it wouldn't move. It would stay dormant. It would stay stale.
Hey, y'all see how King, you know, indirectly dropped the names, man. He constantly promoting it. He just promoting like...
I promote everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like I told you earlier, I'm nothing without the people that support me. And I'm just, again, I say it once and I say it 1,000 times, I'm blessed to have met people like Bigger Rank and people that were in my inner circle like Sweetness, you know what I'm saying? People like Shanae with the Gatekeepers, people like Florida J, people like DJ Lezzy, people like L Nice, people like Lush and Lush Radio Online that gives people like myself and independent artists a platform to where they can launch their career to the next level. Man, I love them people. I love the people in my circle, man, because without them, there is no Kingpin. We're the mother.
And that's real talk right there, man. So how did you and L Nice, you know, get connected, man? You know what I'm saying?
Circles. Giants running circles. That's all I can tell you. You know, you ain't ever seen, you know what I'm saying, just a bunch of woolly mammoths just walking around by themselves. They walk around together. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we are. You know, we a bunch of juggernauts in the game. I consider my circle the L Nices and the DJ Knuckles and them niggas. The cats down in Tampa, you know, Headbuster, Shizzum, Spinatic, the QC Party Starters, man, we rap juggernauts. We don't go around nothing. We go through it.
Listen, you know, let me comment on that real quick, if you don't mind. I know this is your section, but at the end of the day, like he said, but we be everywhere. We bump into everywhere, and we be in different cities, different everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like he said, like Kingpin gets it in. Like one of my DJs from Texas sent me a YouTube clip, and they go Kingpin right there in the in the video clip. So I'm like, this dude is everywhere. And people send me back YouTube clips, and he's in it. But at the end of the day, like, he's a loyal dude. You know what I'm saying? So anybody who needs promotions or any serious promotions, holler at Kingpin for real.
And Kingpin, we have the young artist Max Steel from Philly. Do you have any advice to give him in regards to his music career?
Bump that track. That track was fantastic. Make sure you get that out to everybody. I mean, at the end of the day, again, remember, it's nothing more than accessibility. If somebody hears your music, you don't want them to have to slave over a computer for 20 or 30 minutes to find it, because after the fourth or fifth error, they're going to lose interest. Make sure that your music is everywhere. As an artist, you should know that there are over 46 social communities where you can have your name and your music displayed and even for sale. 46. You know what's going to cost you to sign up for them? Nothing. Free, because you're an independent artist. If the people in your circle aren't telling you the things that you need to know to be successful, then it's time to start dropping some of that weight, blood.
Max, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That's real talk.
I mean, at the end of the day, the people in your circle have to be looking out for you. You have to understand, hip-hop is changing. It's evolved. You know, somebody that was a hip-hop mogul 25 years ago can't tell me nothing. They can tell me about the business, but they can't tell me about the music because it's evolved. We've gone from vinyl to cassettes to CDs to MP3s. So as you know, with the music evolving, as an artist, you have to be able to move with the consumer. I'll give you an example of an independent that's making hella noise, Bob. A lot of people, you know, they'll say Bob is a major. You know what I'm saying? Bob, every time you open a magazine, B.O.B. is in the magazine with the academic clothing. You go to the YouTube clips, he's rocking shows, 6,000-7,000 people. He's doing songs with Amy Winehouse. I mean, he's revolutionary. He's making sure that he's on every platform, video games. Get your music everywhere, porn, anything, jingles. Make a song for McDonald's, whatever it is. Just get your name out there, because once you start making money, then the ability to make music is going to come easier and quicker and better, because you ain't going to have to worry about paying the light bill. You don't have to worry about paying mortgage. You know you're eating off of your music, off of your passion. If this is not what you want to do every day, don't do it. That song you played earlier, crack, jamming it. Shoot it to me. It's going on mixtapes, I guarantee it. I got at least 6 mixtapes right now that I can have it thrown on with over 70,000 combined downloads, and that's a fact.
I can get that to you like ASAP, homie. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get it on every. I'm like, let's just tell you, I'm at the gig right now, hiding out on the phone with y'all.
That's what it is, man. Always getting it in. You know what I'm saying? And before I go any further, I got to give a shout out to Janeiro, Wendy Day, you know, Kim Ellis, obviously Tony Neal, bigger ranking, you know what I'm saying? Without them people in my corner, I would be nothing. Without Cartel for Life Records, who believed in me first, who cut me that first check, I would be nothing. And without the new movement that I'm fucking with, the Heavy Grinders, I would be nothing. Y'all make sure y'all follow them boys on Twitter. Get at them on YouTube. Get at them on MySpace. Heavy Grinders with a Z. Without them boys, Kingpin would be nothing right now. They are the lifeblood behind Kingpin, and I respect all of y'all, man. So before I go any further, I just had to thank them people.
That's what's up, man. I love King. I just want to give you a hug.
It's an online hug, man. Shout out to all my followers on Twitter, man. The Kingpin Sweet Team. Lush, I'm going to make you an official member of the Kingpin Sweet Team, all powerful women. Shout out to Bam, Mimi Paradise. Shout out to Nina. Shout out to, shout out to who else? Smoke and Jelly. Man, shout out to all my core models, Alondis, Kiara B. Shout out to the Morton sisters. Man, shout out to everybody. If you in the game and you grinding and you've made a paycheck, let me specify that. If you've made a paycheck in this business, then shout out to you. If you ain't got no check, man, it's a hobby. Go collect rocks, son. Get out the way.
Freak. Thank you to the church.
That's it, though. Go ahead, church. Preach, preacher.
Take it to the church.
That's real talk. If you ain't getting no money off this game, it's a hobby. Get out the way. Go collect stamps. You know what I'm saying? Go get on the internet. You know, become an over-the-internet celebrity. Do something else with your time, man. The game is crowded right now. And right now, it's a lot of people trying to do things that they really can't do. And I'm going to tell you what separates somebody in the music business from somebody who's not in the music business is a piece of paper, and that's called a check. If you ain't ever got one of those because of anything you did in this business, you ain't in the music business, bro.
Yep. And I didn't care how small it was, if it was 50, if it was 100. But if you ain't get one paycheck for all this grinding you've been doing, man, you need to stop. You need to change your career, yo. For real.
Yeah, real talk. It's never too late for a career change. Walmart is always hiring greeters.
You're crazy. But you know what, though? When Teddy Ted and Special K came on the show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boys, man. I love them to death. You know what I'm saying? They said basically, you know, you might start off in the game. Like, I started off as a rapper like most of us do. You know what I'm saying? And start off as a rapper or whatever. But, you know, you find out that maybe your niche is something else. You know what I'm saying? You might come in and you might want to be a rapper, but you realize that you're better as a manager or you're better as a promoter or you're better as a photographer. But whatever niche you find, find it and master it before you start jumping into different things. You know,
right.
Master it and get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that camera got to pay that money back. You know what I'm saying? That studio equipment got to pay for itself. You know,
the time it takes to go out there, the gas, the fuel, I mean, all of that. People don't understand it's a lot of money in the game. And don't get me wrong, it's not all about the dollar with me. You know what I'm saying? I understand that some people have the talent, they have the drive, but they don't have the financial resources. And for those people, I have a spot in my heart. And I work with cats like that. But at the end of the day, understand that it's going to take some money to be able to get where you need to go. And if you broke in a rap game, and, man, it's a problem on the artist side. You know what I'm saying? I met a man by the name of Kenny Simmons. Shout out to Kenny Simmons, the founder of the Essence Festival. We was on tour with Jeezy, and I was blessed to be able to be in the car with this man for like 4 hours every time we jumped in the car from city to city. And he dropped a lot of knowledge on me, and he said, you know, as being on the business side of the music industry, I want you to think of yourself as a light switch. How many times in your life have you had to change the light switch? I said, never. He said, the light switch turns the power on to the light and turns it off. He said, now I want you to think of the artists and the producers and the writers. I want you to think of them as the light bulb. How many times in your life have you ever had to change a light bulb? I said, 100. And he said, and don't forget, the control switch controls the light bulb. It'll turn it on and turn it off. So at the end of the game, people like L. Nice, people like yourself, people like myself, we hold the power, believe it or not, whether anybody says it or not, the Wendy Days, the Kim Ellisons, we hold the power to actually make an artist something or not. And if we pull all of our resources together, man, well, we'd be the most favorite thing since the Chinese army.
And that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk, man. I love your grind. And, you know, I wish nothing but success to you and everything that you're doing in life, man, for real. Because, I mean, and what do you see yourself in the future like, you know, after doing that? Do you feel like, you know, you might step back and have more people just doing the work for you? Or
I don't know. We got you know, Luck in Tallahassee. That's Kingpin Tally. You know what I'm saying? We got Grand Prix with Kingpin Jacksonville. Reese's mm-hmm. Pieces. We got Kingpin London, UK. We overseas now. You know what I'm saying? Fallback Promotions. We got Kingpin New York and them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I always want to have my hands in the trenches. I never want to give this up because I love to deal with people. I love to be able to wheel and deal as Fanatical and just to be able to talk my way into a situation and then to be mm-hmm. able to get my people, my artists, or whoever to launch up. So 10, 15, 20 years from now, I want to see myself as what Bigger Rankin told me that I would be. He said, you call yourself a street kingpin, but you will never truly become a king until you make a king. So that's my goal. I want to be the kingmaker.
Wow. Wow. That was some real stuff right there, man. Ooh, we had to fall back on that one. That was deep right there, man. I love Kingpin, man. I know you going, you out there working and doing your thing out there. What's going on in Chicago, man? What y'all pushing out there, man?
Yeah, we had Waukegan, Illinois. We had the Sundance Saloon. This place is ginormous. We got Fat Joe popping off tonight. We co-headlining with Fat Joe, Big Co is. So we out here doing sound checks. Gonna go back to the room, get fresh, get higher than telephone wires, come back in, tear Illinois down, pack it up. And then we got the Midwest Music Conference in Chicago tomorrow. The rank it'll be in town for that. They just had R. Kelly. I go on the YouTube video and had R. Kelly. I mean, R. Kelly went up there and gave like an hour and a half speech on like real life. You know what I'm saying? It really opened a lot of people's eyes to it. Twista was in the building, Crucial Conflict. So, I mean, the celebrities have descended upon Atlanta, man. We here. We doing it, baby. So if you in Waukegan, if you in Skokie, if you in Lake County, if you in Milwaukee, anywhere and you can hear this, man, come down to the Sundance Saloon, holler at us. We drinking, we smoking, we networking, exchanging phone numbers, business cards, and all that and some more good stuff.
And that's real talk. I know you got bounced in a quick second, but since you are in Chi-Town, I mean, I had some disturbing news yesterday about a 16-year-old that got brutally murdered, and Cass videotaped this young cat and put it on YouTube. Like, I mean, it was crazy. Like, nobody called 911. How y'all feel about that?
As a society, we've devolved. We love misery. It's why when there's an accident on the side of the road, everybody will slow down to watch it, not to help. As a society, we've become numb to violence. We've accepted it. And, you know, that's why America's Funniest Home Videos, when it was out, was one of the number one rated shows. Because we like to see people busting their ass and falling and seeing people get hurt. I mean, at the end of the day, my heart goes out to the family of the people that lost them. And my heart goes out to the families of the kids that's about to go to prison for this. Because somebody's going to suffer the wrath. You know what I'm saying? But it just falls back on us as adults, as parents, as wanting to be our kids' friends and not their parents. Slap the shit out of one of them little kids when you see them doing something stupid, bro. Real talk, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to suffer for it except for us. Period. Mm. I mean, that was one life that didn't have to be lost. But it was. But, I mean, how can you stop that? How can you prevent the internet? How can you prevent somebody from showing that? What we have to do is try to educate and prevent people from watching it. Because if nobody would have watched it, then trust me, there wouldn't be no more YouTube fights on the internet. But the minute somebody get their ass whooped, that's the first thing they do. Trust me, I do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's real talk. The last thing I got to ask you before you dip out is if you could give these advice to any of these young cats that's trying to get in the game and you know, be a promoter or just get in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
To be a promoter, you know, I want everybody to understand that when I got started in this, I did this for a year and a half for free for everybody. I got my own money. I deleted everything I had. I borrowed money, you know what I'm saying? And I would just go on the road. And wherever there was an event or wherever there was a conference, I was walking up to people and I was like, man, let me get your stuff. Let me pack it out for you. And being seen all about. And it's advice that I can give y'all to make sure whatever's popping, you are there. If there's a DJ in your city, get to know him. If everybody's up to sleeping, that's when you should be working the hardest.
Real tough.
We love you, Kingpin, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love you too, mama. Thanks so much, man, for giving me the time. L Nice, I love you to Death Row Lush Radio Online.com, baby. I'm messing with y'all heavy, man. He just came back in. How was it? Did good? We out of here.
That's what I got this number, man.
All right, y'all lock me in, man. Anybody y'all need anything from the King, man, hit me up at Street Kingpin on Twitter, 813-310-0059. You know what I'm saying? Support Big Cole at Big Cole underscore 863. Support the Heavy Grinders and Free Chill. Lush, I love you to death.
Love you too, man. Bye, boo. That's what's up, man. Man, I love that dude, man. He's definitely a grinder, man. And, you know, L, you know what I'm saying? We got my man L in the building. Future Star DJs, man. So, I mean, Future Star DJs is heavy in the game right now, man. So, tell us what's some new moves going on with Future Star DJs, man. L, you there? L?
I think L might have rolled out too.
I see his number there. L. I don't know.
Well, they probably Matt. Rolled out together.
I still see his number on there. Maybe he stepped back for a second. But Max, man, you know, so how you feel? You know what I'm saying? You know, the song, the groove joint was definitely hot, man. And calling from the block number, I'm about to pull you in a quick second. You know, so how'd you feel, you know, getting that advice from your man Kingpin, man?
I mean, it's all love. It's number real talk. I mean, it's basically what need to be done anyway. So it's like, you know, it's already in the vein of what I'm already doing. So that's a good brother to be linked up with.
For real, man. That's some real talk, man. I'm glad you could come through. You know, we were trying to pull tooth and nail, trying to get you on here, homie.
Yeah, I know. It was like I would just miss you, then you would just miss me. Even in, oh, my goodness.
But, Max, man, how can they get in contact with you, man, if they try and hit you up and all that stuff, or they try to throw you on a mixtape or something, homie?
I mean, they can get at me. I mean, I'm on MySpace, you know, Max Still, M-A-X-X, Still, S-T-E-E-L. On Twitter, they can find me, Max Still. Just put the God at the end. T-H-E-G-O-D. Let me think, what else? I'm so many networking joints. I think I'm on maybe half of them. So what's that, 23 of them?
That's real talk right there, man. That's real talk. Y'all need to check out your man, Max Still. L, are you back on the line, man? What you doing, cooking, Nick? What's up? L must be back there doing something.
I think he done forgot. He, I think he said King will handle it.
Yeah. Yo, call from the block number. You're live on Let's Radio Online. You just made it for our segment of Make It or Break It, which you about to go through in a few minutes. What's up, caller? Where you calling from? What's your name?
My name is.
What's
Grand.
Up, man? Stop playing.
I'm coming from California, Northern California, that is. You know what I'm saying? Very proud of where I'm from. Very, very proud of where I'm from.
What's
cracking up, Lush?
Hey, no, man, digging in the scene with the Gangsta Lean, man. I had one of the hottest promoters worldwide, Kingpin, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? That does a lot of promotions for core DJs and TJ's DJs and most of the DJ coalitions out there. And we have L Nice from Future Star DJs on the line, but I think he went to go, you know, take care of something. I don't know. But,
okay.
L, you there? L, I don't know. But we got Max Steel, up and coming MC from out of the Philly area, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm here. What's up, Max? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, what you was cooking, chicken or something?
Nah. I was in the middle of handling a little business. I'm doing a show, so I had to take care of something. I had to put you on mute.
Oh, that's what's up, man. We were just talking about, you know, you and Future Star DJs. We got Renacy, hot artists out there in the Bay Area, in the West Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just joined us on the line, and we were talking about, you know, you. As a Future Star DJs, man, what's going on with the Future Star DJs, man?
Listen, we are working. We had a long, long week. Like last 3 weeks, we were with Pitbull, Young Jock, Triple C's. I mean, that's just me. That's just actually me in the last 3 weeks as far as Future Star DJs. pretty much what we're currently doing is we're working with every artist that's loyal. You know what I'm saying? Loyalty is the key to everything, I think. Loyalty is the key to success. Obviously, in the industry we're in, you got a lot of unloyal people. You know what I'm saying? They say they want something, they want to work, but they don't really want to work. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you at. Everybody can have a fan base. You just got to put that effort behind your record. Because everybody can make a record, send an MP3 out, but now you just got to put your face and grind. Like Kingpin was saying, you got to be everywhere. And without being everywhere, it's kind of tough. And one thing about the Future Star DJs, we have DJs in every market. We got DJs in the West Coast. We got them in L.A. We got them in Las Vegas. We got them in Washington. We got them in Arizona. We got them in Chicago. We got them in ATL, Florida, you know, all the way back to Philly, down to even overseas. You know what I'm saying? So we everywhere.
That's real tough. And I got to send a shout out to DJ Truth, my homie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ out there, man. You already know what it is.
Yeah, Truth, that's a big homie.
For real, that's what's up, man. You know, we're going to do the make it or break it real quick. You know what I'm saying? How can, you know, artists like Renesse or Max Steel, you know, get in contact with you to shoot them their music, man, so you can, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and
I'm gonna give you a simple email address just for anybody listening. Like it goes straight to my phone. Believe me, I'm on my BlackBerry 24/7. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't
he
leave
really
the hand.
Is. He really is.
Yeah, for real talk. Like, seriously, and I got a BlackBerry for business. I got one for personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, but like, I treat everybody like family. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's, you know, genuine. You can tell when someone's genuine. So it's like this. Like, send me the music to this email address. And when everybody's ready, it's Future Star DJs with a S at gmail.com. And so it's Future Star DJs at gmail.com. And as soon as I get it, I'll reply back, let you know I got it. My man from Philly, I was loving the production. Who did the production?
Oh, that's all me.
Word?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Believe me, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, I do a lot of other things. So as far as the artist side and as the production side, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if you shop your beats to a lot of major artists, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always looking for that next hot artist or that next hot sound. So that's something I like, some jewels up. Like, I advise you really to get focused on to do is, like, shop your beats as well as your music, because the music is there. But to be an artist, you can get if you get your beats placed with a artist, you have leverage. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get a feature or vice versa,
right,
or do it.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? That's what, believe me, I'm nice at that. You know, that's one of my things I really focus on, getting people to do collabs and stuff like that for no money. I don't really believe in, like, paying somebody to do a verse at all, like, unless it's a label situation, and obviously radio and a lot of money gonna be put into it. But as far
right.
as for the come up situation, like, listen, if you hot in Philly and I got an artist out here in Tampa that's hot, and I get you guys to do a collaboration, you got fans in Philly that gonna listen to him, and he got fans in Tampa that he's gonna listen to you. You know what I'm saying? So then we do a show out here, we might get you to come out here to do a show, vice versa, we go to Philly to do a show, or if it's in the Bay Area. That's how you got to get it nowadays, brother.
That's the only way to get it. Like I said, whatever you ready to network on, let's do it. That's why I call
it. Yeah, definitely. I'm here, for real. Like, I got a publicist out in the Bay Area, too. That's dope. So, definitely.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. That's my supervisor, babe. I got to get off here.
Oh, okay. So go ahead, Max. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to lose your job, son. We in a recession.
Right, but I'm
gonna
get back with you, sis.
All right,
that's
big homie.
All right, good luck. I'm gonna get something to you, ASAP, family.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. And like I said, you know, we got Rent and we got your man L Nice live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Segment is Make It or Break It. But I want you to hear this joint right here. It's from Renesse though. L, and I want you to, you know, give your feedback on it, on how you feel about it. It's you know, it's called Trust. As Renesse is with Bink and Ace Em Up. I want you to listen to it and let me know what you think about it. Okay?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, I stay cocked and loaded, I spit the flame. Scorching, burn the top like the government burn money, man. Big body riding, representing California. Born and raised, gritting and grinding off the toner. Mobbing and fashion like an old school Lincoln with the 430 big block. Smabbing and mashing for the root of all evil. But who's to be trusted? Suckers to lick their own mama. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Trick, who's to blame? Where's your game? I said a nigga Binks the name. Ain't no time for no wasting, I shred the cheese. Stack and tuck and combine my G's. Wouldn't y'all haters love to stack? Bink G's, ride with my keys and pop my P's. Use a rust haven, plus a phony. Stick yourself, nigga, like Pretty Tony.
All we got is just a
loving this precision, my frame is on focus, and I can't lose vision. We live in life around smiles and cries. Must stay connected, keep these family ties. Caring to see the change in the people we meet. Cause she going out clubbing doesn't make her a freak. How did it happen? Your partner caught the vapor, started giving out reports, and your permission was behaving. You going all of a sudden, he wanna stop by. And he's hoping that his partner's legs catch her, I forgive. But can't forget this nigga, it's full of shit. Could've kept it real, and tell me that he liked the bitch. Recover quick, remember that this world is sick. He crossed the line, so he shouldn't be fucked with. Won't hesitate to leave you in a yellow tape. I must provide and put food on my family plate.
All we got is
who I feel, I can really even call to pin. Without a doubt in my mind, I'm knowing they have my back in the game. Not that type, then when you see them, they wanna act hella fast. But the ones that when you holler, they'll be there in a flash. Shoot it down with some artillery, appearing to smash. And it's definite, they not tripping off who the hell you be. Cause in my book, that's what we call L-U-V. So some of you cats get around fools and pass time. But your real folks are down to give you his last dime. Pick you up and put you back on the right track. Cause if it happens to them, they know that you would do it right back. A bomb, that's unbreakable by any living. So you my partner. To what I extend, this pinnacle may be more, nothing less than. And I'm for certain that I'm a blessed man to have you with my best friend.
All we got is just us and a little trust.
Cause when you're smuggling lies, it's like you're juggling knives.
All we got is just us and a little trust.
Cause when you're smuggling lies, it's like you're juggling knives.
It's definitely a radio record, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially for the West Coast, I think it's a good radio record. I would like to hear, like, maybe the chorus in the intro, you know what I'm saying, to give it a little more soulful feeling with the R&B. That's just my opinion. Like, you know, lead it up to the listener to hear the R&B and then come into the rap music. But that's just my music opinion right there. But for the most part, I think it can be a radio-friendly record that can easily be worked at radio with the right push, you know what I'm saying, the right promotions.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And right now, since you guys are on the line, we doing this segment, which is called, this is sponsored by Strictly Want One. This one is called Make It or Break It. This is where we play new music from independent artists and major artists, and we decide if we want to make it or break it. If we like it, we make it. If we break it, we don't like it. It sticks like boo-boo, and we want to set it on flames and regurgitate it. But, you know.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
You got your two guest judges, man, Renna CZ in the building, and your man, Nice. So we got the new girl. We got the one and only, the first lady of Grand Hustle. You know what I'm saying? You know, they was pumping out all these men, but, you know, they got a woman now. Her name is Bola. We had on the show a couple of days ago. Actually, I think this week. But it's called Every Day with Young L.A. And we want to know, should we make it or break it?
First Lady of Grand Hustle, Bola, featuring Young L.A. This joint is called Every Day.
MySpace.com/Bola's music page.
Like, to be honest, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, obviously she's with Grand Hustle, she's the first lady, but personally, I would like to hear her by herself, not with Young L.A., and there's no disrespect to her, it's just that I prefer to actually get a feeling of who she is by herself to see if she's capable to hold herself, so I'm going to say break it.
Okay, all right. Renna C, how you feel about it? What's your verdict, man?
It's funny that he came on and said what I was thinking, because the first thing that I heard when he came on is the you know, and I understand people like to do the shout outs and all that, but to me it took away from the track. You know what I'm saying? All the Yeah, yelling DJs' names and all of that. You know what I'm saying? That to me, that I don't know. It's
no, erase all the DJ shouting and stuff because they still want to send me the original. But erase all that, right? But lyrically wise, when she came on and did her thing, what you think about that?
I mean, lyrically, I like what she was doing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, like my man said though, if it would have been a full track of her, you know what I'm saying, you would get more of an idea of who she was as an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, to fairly judge that, I can just say I hadn't heard enough.
Okay, all right, and that's real honest feedback. That's what we need right here, you know what I'm saying? We need honest feedback to get to these artists, man. We got another joint. It's from your man from the DMV. His name is Cartier. This one is called Late Night. You want to know if you want to make it or break it, man.
Damn, man. So tired of this shit. Gotta be something better than this. Fuck. Gotta do what I gotta do.
Late at night.
Now let my man go first. I want to hear. Let my man.
Hey man, what you think, man?
Yeah. I know, man. And either way, man, you know, I got a chance to really vibe with my man Cartier on your show before. So man, you know, the dude is a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be taken bias, but you know, I've always been a fan of Cartier, man. You know what I'm saying? So you know, so I have. Unlike, you know, the prior artist, you know what I mean? I know he spit a verse and then there was another person on there too, but I don't know if that was him singing or what, but I like the vibe of that track when he came on.
He's a singer and a rapper, so it was him singing and rapping.
Okay. Now that's a plus right there. I like the vibe of that track, and then I like how he kind of brought in what was that, Donnie Hath? I like that, man. know what I'm saying? That was cool for me. The whole beat gave me a picture rolling down the street with the top down type vibe. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that was a good vibe, man.
So you consider go ahead and make it?
Yeah, no, I can make that one right there.
Okay.
And you already know.
What you think about it, L?
I just want to get homie the first to go around. Nah, at the end of the day, like, that type of record like that, I'm a big fan of people, like, visual pictures of painting, of putting yourself in that artist is rap. Like, I can picture myself sitting in a room just zoning out, listening to it. It's like nice, smooth, mellow beat, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to hear more music of him as an artist, but to me, I think you can make it. I think you can make it because I think those are the type of artists that we're missing out of right now, of the visual pictures and artists that you can put yourself in that spot. Like when Big came out, when Juicy was playing, you can put yourself in that video, and you know what I'm saying? It's saying just, you know, the song, you put yourself in that song, actually, and be like, yo, I remember this, I can do this, I can do that, or that was me, how he know about it. It's one of those type of joints, so I'll make
That's real talk. I don't know if y'all heard this joint. This is called Ray Rizzy, and it's called something like that, right? Ray Rizzy. And I mean, I don't know. The song kind of got me hyped, but I mean, I don't know if he's talking about something, but you know, hey, listen to it. Let me know, should we make it or break it?
Okay. I said the haters can't wake up, man. Are we still jacking and crazy? I got 'em right. Okay, 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 okay. Should've left a tag on it. We choking on them 50s, we don't put 5 on it. And you ain't chopping, man, if you ain't got them dabs on it. Kenny Lynn, Laffy Taffy, flipping pain on them. Playmakers, playmakers, time to cash out. My name be ringing up in the streets on what they talking about. No line skipper, leaning, I'm a surf sipper. I won't tip her, but I bet I hit her. Get it, get it, that's what I'm on, bro. Man, I let it ride her fast, but I catch the hair. Traffic, they wonder how can we stop them. Stop them. I'll be checking down with no problem. Chain on brow, ain't nitty, I got them. Heavy weight, put me on the scale. A1 cutty, I better your gun and tail. No, 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 we don't talk, them boys don't tell. I'll be boosting up, chirping fam on my next tail. Tail, 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 tail. I got work to do, I'm by my mail. Okay, okay. Show. I be blowing, I be popping froze. 3 for the hoe, 4 for the bros. I be coming down, I be spending on them clothes. 1 for the money, 2 for the show. I be blowing, I be popping froze. 3 for the hoe, 4 for the bros. I be coming down, I be spending on them clothes.
Time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
time. This is Make It or Break It, man. What's the verdict, man? We got your man L Nice, Future Star DJs live in the building as one of our guest judges. Your man Renna CZ live in the Bay Area, live in the building. And we got a new caller live in the building. What's up, caller? What's your name?
And what's the prophesizing? What? It's Mr. Grim to the Reaper representing Miami.
My A was popping, 305 Day Cali.
What's cracking with you?
Ain't nothing, my dog Renna. He told me to call in right quick, so I was just checking in with y'all.
Yeah. Oh, that's
funny, man.
What's cracking, family? Mm. That's you know, thank God you came through, because, you know what I'm saying, it's always good to have feedback on this new music, for real, man. This is the Make It or Break It segment. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you might have had catched a little bit of it. What did you think about that song that you just heard?
I really caught the very end, but the beat was bumping, though. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't really hear, like, the whole thing until I heard, like, the very end. So, but the track tight.
That's what's up, man. And Ren, what you think about that? Should we make it or break it? Is it something you can rock in the club or what?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, right? Like, no. It's nothing negative. Don't laugh, because I called. You know what I mean? Like, Grim, Mr. Grim called me, and we was, you know what I mean? He did call in, so I did click over, so I didn't hear the complete song in its entirety. No, I'm for real. Because I don't want it to come off like I'm a bashing dude. I'm being genuine.
No, I'm not saying
the beat, like the like Will said, the beat was slapping though. But I do appreciate dude's energy on that track. I do like that, man. So, you know,
I think it was really hype. It got me hype when I heard it.
Yeah, I like that, man. The vibe of it was cool. So it wasn't a negative. I was just saying I didn't catch the track in its entirety. So, you know.
No, we not saying it's negative. We just
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, it's good, for sure.
That's what's up. And El, what you think about it, El?
Nah, definitely. I like the track. The energy of the track is just crazy. I think the intro made me pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Because a song can actually make you like, it's all right. You know, I can listen to a couple seconds of the song, but I think the flow was straight. I think the track did it for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make that record.
I think I was more into more of the track, how it was knocking, than really the verses, because I was like, it was kind of catchy. It's like one of those, like, popular, it's not like, you know, pop, hip-hop, true hip-hop to me, but it's like one of those catchy things, like, I could sit in the crib and, like, knock that joint and be like, okay, yeah, or you be in the club and play that joint and play it, throw a jerk or some mess in the background, and you know what I'm saying, and they'll rock it in the club. So I think it's great for the time that's now. I don't think that this is going to be a classic song, but I think it's hot. I think the beat was hot knocking. You know what I'm saying?
It's a regional song, but you know, I think in that region it might work.
Yeah, I mean, with the right push, yeah, that joint can definitely rock, man. But I know it got me hyped when I first heard it. I was like, okay, yeah, all right.
Yes, sir.
For real. And I got only one last one to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, before we wrap this jump off and a few and everything, because, you know, I got to pick up my little daughter. She's getting a head design. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got this joint right here. I just got this joint in the In the inbox. This joint is by this cat named Panama, and it's called Addicted. You know what I'm saying? Should we make it or break it?
I'm addicted to you, because of the things that you do. You're special to me, my one my and only. I'm addicted to you, because
see, baby,
of the things that you do. You're special to me,
I just know that I'm addicted. Now when it comes to love, I got a lot to say. You want to back what I make you really unhealthy.
Baby, I ain't feeling all the games you play. Show me, baby, me
I'm not sure that it's spell love. You the only thing I smell love. When you're not here, I need a dose from the heart to breathe out here. And you knew it from the start, I would not fear the intense need and the fresh pie. Got me focused on the moves when you test drive. That you still know the sus in the S5. And you can see that I'm the truth, I know the rest lie. But the best die, I'm feeling sick now. The hidden pain got me looking for a chick now. And I can't move because I'm all yours. You never gave a being poor, but can we kiss more? Or a small peck? Cause I'm feeling for a call or an off text. I know I'm all pressed. I need help, girl. It was love at first sight the day we met, girl.
I'm addicted to you. Because of the things that you do,
the alarm call is still the same.
You're special to me, my one and only.
Now when it comes to love, I'm not even in time soon, baby.
You're the only girl to make me feel this way. Baby, I ain't feeling all the games you play. Shorty, I'm here to stay. I'm addicted to you, because of the things
See.
That you do. You're
we can't fix
special
what's broken.
To me, my one and
when it comes to love, I got a lot to say. On this one.
You're the only girl that make me feel this way.
But if you can't,
I ain't feeling all the things you play.
I understand.
Surely I'm here to stay.
Baby. What am I to do? How am I to move? Driven to please you, willing to see you. Long hair drifting, gotta believe you. That this thing's real, there's nothing to breeze through. And what I feel is the urge that I need a hug. And I'm all for the apple bump, I need a love. This is drug, I'm at a high risk. You're making shit tears, I wanna cry, miss. But I gotta find poise to control self. And it's hard to stay strong when your heart felt. And I can tell that you never seen a star melt. And I suppose you were everything the cards dealt. So take a peek, girl, and I'm a need girl. And I can tell you were everything I need, girl. The way I act now, I never had to. I can't front, I gotta have you, baby.
I'm addicted to you, because of the things that you do.
Oh,
you're
man.
Special to me, my one man.
The hook says it all, my
now when it comes to love, I got a lot to say.
It caught my body and soul when I think about you.
Because of the things that you do.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancetour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest moving signs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Yes, yeah, your girl, let's live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We got all these lovely men live in the building, definitely giving us this honest feedback about this new music from these independent artists, man. You know what I'm saying? So, my man, you know what I'm saying, from Florida, man, tell the people what it is, man. What you think about it? Should we make it or break it? You there?
Oh, nice to see you.
Yeah. Is everybody there in the building?
I'm in on the check-in. You there?
Yeah, we still here.
What y'all was doing?
Nah, I go. Yo, Les, it's me, because I got to slide after this one.
I know. How you feel about that, L?
No, I like the track at first. But I like no, and I say this in a nice way because I just like creative music sometimes, and I don't. Everybody say auto tune. I don't regret auto tune. I just think that everyone can use auto tune. Was he using auto tune on the track?
I think that was auto tunes on like the second part of the verse or whatever. Like I'm like when he did the chorus and he added it, I think that kind of like threw everybody off. I agree with you, man. I think it kind of threw it. Like the chorus was catchy and everything with I'm Addicted to You with the vocals and mm-hmm. but then put that auto tunes thing, it just threw you off, man.
I would definitely like it natural. So I won't say break it, just because of that fact. I think that people got to understand, stop following the trends and go their own route. I think he sounded good singing, so I would continue to do that route. But let's on a quick note, I don't mean like run out of the building, but
you gotta do what you gotta do, man. But tell the people where they can check you at before you dip out, my dude.
Check me out at www.futurestardjs.com. You can hit me up at futurestardjs@gmail.com. I salute everybody on the phone line. It's been my pleasure. Kingpin, my big homie from the West Coast, what it is, Miami 305, Dade County, Carroll City, all that, Overtown and all that. So I salute everybody on the line. Love, Sean. Appreciate it for you having me on the line.
No problem, man. Love you, man. I'll be on the conference, man. I'll ask you on the flip side.
I right, won.
For sure. Okay.
Man, so what did you think about that joint, man?
Man, I'm gonna come in with a different opinion, cause you know I thought the song had a good vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm starting to like really be conscious of is the fact that I don't want people to, you know, just you know when cause this is what I don't like. Too many artists jump on bandwagons. Like it, you know what I mean? Like just cause there's a lot of aggressive records out there, everybody wanna do an aggressive record. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate the record when a cat, you know, come with the mellow or go a different lane, got something for the ladies when everybody else is, you know, got something for the club or got something grimy for the streets. So I appreciate that, man. So I'm going to make it, man.
That's what's up. And my boy from down south, man, you still there with me?
Mr. Grin to the Reaper.
Grin to the Reaper, you still there? Welcome to the Reaper. I see you alive, man. What you doing, man? But I'm with you with the ladies and all that. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm
every
like,
element
you know
of the song, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? There was elements that I didn't care for, but I'm saying overall,
overall, it was a well put together song.
Yeah,
from the beginning, when it first started, like when they hit the vocals, it was like, wow, okay, you know what I'm saying, and you bobbing your head to it, but I really honestly feel like they should just, like, if they just eliminated the auto-tune from it, that song would be great. I love that song, though. I just don't like the auto-tune.
What's wrong with auto-tunes, man? Just because Jay-Z say...
Not for that particular song.
Okay.
Not for that particular song. Not with the vibe that it was taking you there with. Not for that particular song. It was throwing me off. And,
no,
you know,
I mean, that hook.
It's a tight. Hey, my bad. I ain't even much know I was on mute. I'm sitting here talking to y'all like, it's a tight track. It's just, if you listen to Dipset and they do this singing like that, he's like trying to emulate them. That's my only problem with it. I feel like it's not original.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tight. Overall, like, you know, he got it pieced together. It sound mixed all right. You know what I'm saying? The singing part, the hook catchy, the verses all right. It just, he sound like Dipset.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, nah, you know, like I said, it was elements that I didn't like. But overall, I would make the track. I'm just, you know, I think too many people jumped on. And not seeing nobody in particular, but I think too many people jumped on Jay-Z's bandwagon when he said death of auto-tunes, man.
Nah,
you know,
but hey, Ren, you got to understand. Renesee, I don't know how it is out there, but here in Florida, everybody's doing auto-tune. Every underground artist, upcoming artist, like, I mean, everybody, dog. It's like ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Nah, but
for real, like,
it's
for
the
real,
same
like,
thing out here, though. It is, believe me. It's the same thing out here.
And
like,
it's like, it's really flushing out the game because it's like the industry people are sort of looking for that. They like want the quick hit record to you know, so they could be the one that jumped on it. But then everybody knows that they can make a quick hit record like that. So you got a million artists probably in Florida alone. I could tell you, I know thousands down here in Miami that are just auto-tune. That is just ridiculous, man.
I'm starting to appreciate auto-tunes like this, right? Nah, for real. Nah, look, Lush, when I say this in Grim, no, I'm fair, man. Grim like my little brother, man. You know what I'm saying?
I just laugh a lot, okay?
Yeah. Nah, auto-tunes is like, to me, it's like doing ad-libs. Everybody got ad-libs on their track.
But that's cool. It's just like when Jeezy came out and everybody, you know, Jeezy was on that, Now, when Jeezy came out down here, everybody was doing that in the background of their songs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it needs originality. That's the only thing.
For style stealing, I admit, you do need to get a point taken off for style stealing.
That's the thing. Like there are, like Buddy has said, he said that there's nothing wrong with auto-tune. It's the way you use it, but be original with it. You know what I'm saying? You find your own way of doing it. Like, to be honest with you, Renesee, and what's the prophesizing, I use auto-tune, but I don't sound like one of these cats that use auto-tune when I use it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to jump on what T-Pain doing, or that dude from Dipset did, or Sean Kingston, and then Lil Wayne, and then it's like, now you got a bunch of Lil Waynes and Sean Kingstons and T-Pains around here.
Nah, you're right. And my whole thing is like, my whole thing is this, and it's not a sucker punch to nobody, man. It just seemed like people were being more vocal about it since Jay-Z, you know, made this song DOA. You know what I'm saying? And me, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I like Jay-Z, but dude, I think for myself, dude, you can't tell me what's the end of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, man. I want to play this. Since y'all on the phone and, you know what I'm saying, y'all giving me this good feedback, man. I got this joint from Shawnee, man. She signed the Slip and Slide. She's an R&B artist, but, you know, originally, you know, she started off rapping, but she, you know, she's an R&B artist. So I want y'all to, you know, give me y'all feedback on this, you know. Y'all definitely giving some good stuff.
Nah, Mr. Grim to the Reef is a certified, bona fide lyricist, rapper, man. The dude, you know what I'm saying? So I respect that dude's opinion all the way around. You know what I'm saying? But I don't listen to Dipset, so I couldn't hear Dipset in there. I don't really listen to Dipset, so maybe that part went over my head because I don't listen to him. There was nothing to cross reference that to. So.
I want you to check out this joint right here.
Let's go.
It's called Light Camera Action by Shawnee from Slip and Slide Records.
Don't know the meaning of sexy, well, baby, I admit it. When I walk in the room, all the heads start turning. I got that thing to make you go crazy. Enough to go around all different places. My sense alone, I have you intoxicated. What a problem I'm making, my heels high. So excited, cheating, perfect body. Hell time, keep my shape on foot, but I still got class and focus. Like being the center of attention, no. When I walk by, I keep them up on their feet. I'm so clean, it's a damn shame. I don't need no runway. Showstopping, nothing you can do. More than fly, slick action too. So careful, I'm just too brand new. Can I take a picture? I got my heels high. So excited. Keep my shape on. Thank you.
one for Make It or Break It. And you know what I'm saying? We live with the Grim to the Reaper and your boy Renacy on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying, guys, what do y'all think? Should we make it or break it?
You played that one before for me. I like that joint right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna cast my vote right now. Just say I like the vibe. Man, it got a good vibe to it. And you know, I guess it varies. My mood varies. Everybody's mood varies. So we like music based on our mood. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm in one of them moods where I like that good feeling music right now. So the Cartier, that track, the other track with the dude with the auto tunes. Man, all it was. You know, good vibe tracks. I'm feeling all of that right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Went to the Reaper. What you think? Went to the Reaper.
Oh, I just saw Sony last Sunday at this little show I was at, and you know, I give her. I'm gonna say break it because I seen her come a long way. Like I remember when she really ain't had it. Like when I first heard her, but now she on point. She know how to play with her ad libs. She know how to record. You know what I'm saying? She's doing a lot of shows. She's coming up. You know what I'm saying? So I say break the record.
I think he means make it.
Oh, break it. You know. Yeah, you know what I mean. I meant make it.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's what's up. And since you guys are on here, tell us who you guys are following on Twitter and stuff, man. And you know what I'm saying? Tell us your Twitter and how we can get in contact with you, because I'm going to tell you, both of these cats is awesome lyricists, man. I mean, you got an awesome lyricist from the South. You got an awesome lyricist from the Bay Area. And I'm talking about, like, you know, it's just crazy right now on Lush Radio Online. But can y'all cats tell them where the Twitter's at, man, so we can, you know, definitely get at you?
I'm gonna let my little brother do the honors of, you know.
Oh, well, you can follow me at Mr. Grim to the Reaper. That's at MRGRIM, the number 2, DARREAPA. You know what I'm saying? I deal with a lot of publicists, DJs, a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist grinding myself. So just holler at me, I'll holler back at you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't stuck up or nothing.
Now, that's important to say, though, because it's a lot of people who get on radio shows and all that, tell you to hit them up. But it just be conversation just for the radio. Because they don't really mean it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's a lot of false networking. But now that's real. So, me, twitter.com/Renacy. I like how he said it, at Renacy or whatever. R-I-N-N-E-S-S-Y, man.
You know, after this, you know, in a few, you know, we got to have a three-way phone call. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We can talk our ish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all day.
You know what I'm saying? But I love you, Grim to the Reaper, and I love you, Rent, all day, every day. You know it's me, Kusa, me, Kusa, me, Kasa, Su, Kasa. You know what I'm saying? All Lush Radio Online. But I love y'all. We want to thank Kingpin. We want to thank the caller from the BX, Max Steel. We want to thank Kingpin, everybody that definitely came through and supported the movement, and all the wonderful artists that always submit their music for each and every Friday, for New Music Friday. You know, don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a chance. I'm going to let y'all know I do not listen to any of these songs before I play them. So you're basically subject to the audience. You understand what I'm saying? So it's New Music Friday. Submit it at Lush Radio Online, mp3s@gmail.com, or send it to me at LushyLush81 on AIM. You already know what it is. Follow me on Twitter at Lush Radio Online on everything. You already know what it is. We love you, and you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We out of here. I just got to tell y'all cats this. You know what I'm saying? Renacy and Kingpin and the Grim to the Reaper and L Nice and everybody, you know how we do. We run this town. You know what I'm saying? We run this town and we out. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. We run this.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Your belief.
Legion. Big chopper T-Song. All black, everything. Black cars, black cars. All black, everything. And our girls are blackbirds. Riding with they cylinder. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,6,0, got 0, hit up. Back to running surface realm, niggas, now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a damn. Only thing that's on my mind is who won this town tonight.
We are, you can call me Caesar. In a dark Caesar, we follow the leader. So Eric B, we are. Microphone fiend, it's the return of V-God. Peace, God. Ain't nobody fresher, I'm in Mason. Martin Margiela on the table screaming, fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spinning no cake, they should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Yeah.
My whole team got dough, so my banquet is looking like millionaires, bro.
Yeah.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
You could go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come if you good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two feastings. And I'm feasting off the Riesling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
my food. There you go, my food.